Hey everybody, welcome to a bonus episode of the podcast. This one is the first ever episode where I've broken down my thoughts on a particular guest and their views and opinions on particular topics. This has been coming in a lot on my Instagram DM, particularly this week, and some of you who have commented on my post with Dr. Jaquish from last week's podcast episode on why cardio is a waste of time and why weightlifting is the same. And I'm going to do a little bit of a breakdown. So some of you are already subscribed to my three takeaways that I send out every Thursday to my email newsletter. For those of you subscribed if you wanted to subscribe to that, just head over to BrianKeenFitness.com on the homepage and pop your email into the newsletter. I do a breakdown of my top three kind of takeaways from each week's podcast. But I wanted to do a special bonus just because I know this episode confused a lot of people based on DMs I was getting, and I had a whole host of questions asking for more of my opinion in last week's Instagram Thursday Q&A, so my weekly Q&A. So I've taken a couple of those questions and I'm going to expand on them here, because the episode with Dr. J, I'm very aware that I have a little bit of a curse of knowledge, because the episode that I listened to, when I listened to it back, is very different to what other people have heard, meaning that my baseline knowledge is probably in a different place to where you may potentially be listening to it. So I'm going to give a little bit of a breakdown on what I got from it, but I'm going to use the questions that I used on my Instagram Q&A as kind of a pillars for today's bonus episode. It's going to be a short one, a quick one, just a breakdown. And again, let me know if you enjoy these. I know it doesn't happen with every episode, but Dr. J Kush's podcast in particular, because of the out-of-the-box views and thinking that he has, can confuse people. And if that is one of your first podcasts that you've listened to, it can send you down a whole rabbit hole when it comes to, should I weightlift? Should I do cardio? What am I supposed to do? So one of the first questions that came in through Instagram DM, or through my Instagram Q&A last Thursday, was, this week's podcast confused me. Is there any point in running and eating healthy? And my answer, which I'm going to expand on here, is it depends on your goal. And something that came in quite frequently was people asking me, well, am I going to try the, you know, X3? Am I going to do the one meal a day carnivore diet that Dr. J does? And my answer is no. I'm like, my goals don't match to what Dr. J is doing. Dr. J is very much about body composition, looking better, you know, having more confidence in the way that he looks, and he's not prioritizing his health, and he's not prioritizing his overall cardiovascular fitness. They're not his goals. And one of the things I try and do with this podcast, and long-term listeners will know this, is I try and bring on different people who have different viewpoints so that you can see what's going to be a good fit for you. The truth is, when it comes to nutrition and it comes to training, there is no one-size-fits-all plan. If there was, everybody would just do that training program or do that nutritional plan, and that everyone would look or have the body composition that they want. There's different things that work for different people. And I try to put that across. And I think if you listen to the Dr. Jaquish episode after this podcast, it'll make a lot more sense that system of training will work for some people. So Dr. J is big on variable resistance training, which is effectively where you are loading your muscles at different points so that it's more difficult at the lower risk of injury point of an exercise. So for example, if you're doing a bench press or a squat, that the weight is heavier at the top when it's safer and there's less stress on your joints and ligaments, and it's going to be, you know, lighter in the bottom when you're at a higher risk of injury. So that variable resistance training has been around for years. People do it with chains and different machines that will have a very similar impact on the body. And what Dr. J was saying about running and eating healthy is his goals don't map to running and eating healthy. My advice is, if you want to run and you enjoy running, you should run. If you want to train for a 5K or a couch to 5K or a half marathon or a marathon, you should be running in your program, because that's mapping to what your end goal is. And eating healthy is the exact same. And the good example on this is, am I going to follow a one meal a day carnivore diet like Dr. J? No, very unlikely. I might experiment with it for a week to see, but very unlikely, because it doesn't map to any of my goals. Like, my goals personally are training for 100-mile ultramarathons, training for Ironman triathlon, trying to maintain a little bit of muscle and strength, and keeping my energy levels high throughout the day with my nutrition so that my productivity is high. They're my goals. So what Dr. J does doesn't map to that. So I'm not going to apply that. And I think that's a good take home for people. If your goals aren't the same as Dr. J's, then by all means, it's useful to listen and get some information and a potentially get some perspectives that are outside of the box compared to what you would normally hear. But take it with a grain of salt if it's not applicable to you. If you're not trying to build muscle, reduce risk of injury because you're older, and you're all about look as opposed to keeping energy levels spiked throughout the day, or being able to go out with your family and friends for a meal, you know, when things reopen, or have a good relationship with food so that you can eat chocolate and ice cream and drink beer or wine and not feel bad for it, then you're going to have a different eating approach, a different nutritional plan that maps towards that particular goal. The next question then was opinions on Dr. J's claims. They seem too good to be true. So this is very similar to most claims that you'll see with people. And I think Dr. J, very similar to people that will preach intermittent fasting, that will preach a keto diet, that will preach different types of training. You have to experiment and find what's going to be a good fit for you. Like if you're someone that's similar to Dr. J or you have similar goals, there's going to be a good chance that you'll respond quite well to that training style. And one of the questions I asked him was, instead of going straight on to his X3, how could you potentially mimic that yourself in the gym or at home so that you can see if your body responds well to variable resistance training? And his answer was you would use chains. So if you have a gym that has access to chains, you would do variable resistance training yourself and see how your body responds to that style. And then my advice would be, if you find that I've done variable resistance training, I'm growing like crazy, I have no injuries, I feel amazing, my body's responding incredibly well to this system, then I would transition onto something like X3. It's the next logical step. But equally, if you do that program and you don't respond, you move on to the next thing and see what works better for your body. And when it comes to the claims, it's like every claim that's out there. You watch any vegan documentary or you watch any nutritional or training program, people are going to have people who have skin in the game with what it is that they're either promoting or selling or potentially want to get out into the world for whatever reasons, whether it's monetary or just to actually give people an alternative. You have to look at it with I have to find if it's going to be for me. And when it comes to Dr. J, there's going to be people similar. And equally, you might try his program, you might try his one meal a day carnivore diet and feel amazing. And then I'm like, by all means, double down on that. You found something that works for you, square peg, square hole, double down on it. But equally, if it's not working for you, you move on to the next thing. And as I said earlier, the reason I try and bring on so many different guests, vegans, carnivores, people who love to run, people who hate to run, people who train for Ironman, people who do bodybuilding, CrossFitters, is to show that there's lots of different training styles out there and there's lots of different ways to eat and there's lots of different ways to approach your food. And it's about finding what's going to be a good fit for you. So always look at my podcast, and I think any podcast you consume, you have to look at it with that lens on, right, I'm going to take what's applicable to me and I'm going to either discard or not bother focusing on the things that aren't applicable to me. So for example, before I was a personal trainer and a coach, I very rarely consumed or listened to any content that had to do with PMS or menstruation cycles or anything to do with periods or time of the month. Now, as a professional, they're a lot more applicable to me because I work with a lot of females who struggle during that time. But in my early 20s, that wasn't applicable, so I would just discard that instantly because it didn't fit me. And I think approaching podcasts, approaching social media, approaching videos or any online content, it's a very useful approach regardless of where you're consuming your information from. And then the last question, did you agree with Dr. J's beliefs on cardio and weight training? So this is the one that I really wanted to address today on this podcast, because I heard a very different thing to a lot of people. And again, I've had mixed bags on this because some people got the same message as I did and other people got a completely 180. So what Dr. J was saying, my interpretation was that cardio for body compositional change in and of itself is a waste of time, which I agree with. I think if you're trying to change body composition and all you're doing is running, you're kind of rolling the dice on a kind of a genetic lottery based on how your body composition is going to respond. Like if you're trying to look your absolute best, increase your metabolism, like it's the combination of weight training or resistance training mixed in with some form of cardio cardiovascular activity, whether it's running, cycling, swimming, 10,000 a day step count, hiking, whatever it is, that's always going to be the best for body compositional change. And I think what Dr. J was saying, and as someone that's read his book, this is very much what I got from it, is cardio in and of itself for body composition and just to lose body fat is a waste of time, asterisks for 95% of people. And I agree with that. I think it is. Like, if you see people who are doing marathons, who are running around, they've got that kind of skinny fat build, that, and they're complaining that they can't get their stomach body fat down. I'm like, well, that's why. I'm like, it's the increase in cortisol from all the training, the lack of resistance work, potentially an issue with diet. There's lots of things to look at there. Now, if you want to run a marathon, you should run. What I would say is, like, you know, you take the skinny fat, you take whatever comes with it, because really your goal is to run a marathon. It's not to look better. If you want a combination of both, then you need to alter your training program for that. And I think weight training is the same. And those of you who have read my first book, The Fitness Mindset, what Dr. J was saying was stupid form lifting weights that increase your risk of injury and potentially stop you training over the long term is a waste of time. That's what I heard him say. That was what I interpreted as his message. And for the long term listeners and people who have read my books, particularly The Fitness Mindset, the first one, you know that that's my thoughts as well. I think lifting ego weights and just moving weight for the sake of it, unless you're a power lifter or a strong man or strong woman, or have a particular goal towards improving strength and hitting a PB on a squat, a deadlift, or a military press or bench press, largely it makes no sense just throwing weight around, because your risk of injury goes up. And if you injure yourself, then you can't train, and then you have all these negative compound effects going the other way, or a negative feedback loop going the other way. You're injured, so you're not training. You're not training, so you might eat as well. You're not eating as well, so you might not feel as good. You're not feeling as good, so you don't want to do any workouts. And then that is just kind of a cycle that continues. So when it comes to that form of weight training, I'm in agreement. So what I'd say with this podcast, and hopefully this clears up a little bit of it, and if you haven't listened to it already, go check it out, episode 319 with Dr. J. Quish. And it gives you kind of a little bit of my interpretation on it. Again, I'm also curious, did you like this breakdown? Because this is something I can definitely add to the podcast if you enjoy it. If it's just particularly for this one because of the confusion out there, also let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, Brian_Keen_Fitness. But that's a bit of a breakdown, just a short synopsis on what I got from that podcast. Take home message is you have to find what's going to be a good fit for you. I think that message has been something I've been trying to promote since I started this podcast, definitely in the last 150 to 200 episodes, and realize that every claim that's out there, there's always going to be people who it works for, and there's going to be people who it doesn't work for, hence why you have to experiment with it. And then when it comes to cardio and weight training, it's very much a case of cardio and weight training aren't a waste of time, but cardio and weight training are a waste of time, asterisks, if you don't do them correctly, or you don't map them to your particular goal, or you do things that either increase your risk of injury or don't map to what it is that you're looking to do, which makes it an absolute waste of time because of the opportunity cost of what else you could be doing, i.e. you're running every day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, when you should probably be doing some weight training one or two of those days to counterbalance what you're doing and potentially hit your goal with body composition alongside training for a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon or a full marathon. So that's the breakdown. I'm going to pop this up. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it helped. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on DM. Hit me up on your stories. Tag it on your stories. Let me know what you thought of the breakdown. And that's everything. Catch you all next Monday.